is, and by Christmas. This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. Damage assessment underway across Florida following Hurricane Milton. ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting from Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there is a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
That's the sound of work being done this morning in Siesta Key, Florida, where the eye of the hurricane came ashore last night around 8:30 Eastern time. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z says Milton's not quite done either.
It's moving over the Atlantic now. There are flash flood warnings because this has come with, you know, foot and a half of rain, and there will still be onshore 3 to 5 feet of surge from Cape Canaveral and the Space Coast right up to Daytona and Jacksonville. So that with tidal times could be problematic.
At least 4 deaths so far. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, you're not, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bicyclist was fatally injured Tuesday night in the township of Fairfield. At approximately 5:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a hit-and-run crash involving an SUV and a bicyclist on Levy Road near North Hayne Road. It was reported that the bicyclist was thrown from the bicycle into the ditch and that the SUV continued east on Levy Road toward the Columbia County line. A second bicyclist that was on scene called 911 and began CPR. Life-saving measures were conducted by paramedics from Baraboo Fire and EMS, but they were ultimately unsuccessful and the bicyclist, Kristen M. Harding, 61 of Baraboo, was pronounced dead at the scene. With assistance from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the suspect vehicle and operator were located on Tritts Road in Columbia County at approximately 6:45 Tuesday night. The operator of the vehicle has been identified as Taureen M. Johnson Putman, 31 of rural Baraboo. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants? We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, we always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. We'll talk about the FBI's failure to probe the 4,500 Justice Kavanaugh tips, plus the follow-up from Hurricane Milton. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Hey, Calvin, it's already Thursday, man. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, the weeks just fly by.
Yeah, they really, well, wait till you get some age on you.
Yeah.
And not just do the weeks fly by, you know, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years. And so Calvin, man, it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a brief spell. I think we're back down into the 60s on Saturday.
Man, I would almost rather we not have the one day of 80.
Yeah, it just teases us.
Yeah, man, I was, you know, fooling around last night in the yard. It was, man, 50s. It was, you know, that change. I walked 10 miles yesterday. It was really beautiful. So it was in the, might have been upper 60s or mid 60s, but it was beautiful. So I got my 10-mile walk in, and it was nice and warm, and I was worked up a little sweat, and then I was, you know, out yesterday evening, and it got down like in the 50s. It is Thursday, and that means the favorite hour of my week is upon us, and Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville, is with us. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. You have made it back.
Good morning, Aaron. Yes, I made it back. It was such a great conference, as I told you before. I like to travel because when I travel, it's like my kids are telling me, we want to come with you to enjoy and have fun. But I try to explain to them, and I'm very honest when I tell them, when I go to the conference, to the lecture, I go back to my hotel room, I lock myself in, and I try to kind of study and learn and take notes, because to me, if I learn something new, it's my duty to come back and use this information in order to improve people's lives. That's kind of one of the goals that I have, is that I would learn what's best in medicine, in medications, in health, and transcend that and tell the story. That's what works, and that's what gives me blessings in everything I do.
So let me, before we get into all the things that you and I are going to be talking about this morning, I just laid out a scenario. I'm walking yesterday. It's the upper 60s. I'm working up a really good sweat. And later on, a few hours later, it's 50. this is that time of the year that you had better be protected. Is that right?
For sure. You'd better be protected. And I think what protects us in the change of weather, one of the very strong tools that help us to be protected is to exercise daily. When you exercise, you change the body temperature and you give yourself the resilience of stretching your muscles, pumping more blood through your heart. You feel young and you are more ready for those changes in weather.
You know, Dr. Omar, I had told people last Thursday that I was going to get vaccinated. Well, yeah. I was over at Utopia, at Welltopia. I left the studio right after my show, and I went and I got vaccinated. And guess what? I didn't.
I'm still here.
Nothing changed. You know, I got two vaccinations at the same time. I got the flu vaccination and I got the COVID vaccination. And you know what? My body didn't feel a lot of aches and pains, and the sky didn't fall. And
I'm glad that you didn't have any of the side effects that come with the vaccine, like local site action or having upset stomach the following day. I think many people are afraid from the longer term effects of the vaccines, certain vaccines. But at the same time, I want to tell people, even if one vaccine you're not convinced with, it's not a blank statement for every vaccine, because vaccines save lives. They are very heavily studied and researched. And if one vaccine you hear conflicted or mixed opinions and you are kind of, I'm not going to take that. But at the same time, every day you're out and about talking to people and you might catch the COVID or the flu and you're not protecting yourself, maybe taking the flu shot is going to be a good idea. So I'm glad that you're walking the talk, and we are living what we preach. That's the most important thing. So when we tell someone a story, it comes from the heart, doesn't come just from the mouth, you know?
Yes, sir. So you want to talk about... What is the number one killer of
silent killer?
Silent killer. Of not just Americans, but human beings in the world.
In the whole world. Yeah. Well, I was just talking to my son about what he needs to do in school to get his way around without causing problems. And I was telling him that you can get more with honey than you can get with bees, right? Yeah. So let's put it in an evil way. And we can say that high blood pressure is a silent killer that when it starts, it's a cascade of events that leads to death. I wouldn't be exaggerating if I say even a small increase in blood pressure to 140 over 90 millimeter Hg will decrease your life by 10 years. Just a slight change. And I want to tell you that this is an...
10 years?
Yeah. Wow. Can decrease life by 10 years. And unfortunately, many doctors are telling the patient your blood pressure is 140 over 90. It should be fine for now compared to your previous results. This is a good number. And it's not a good number. There is a perfect number. And you have to be aggressive to reach that number, which is 120 over 80 for the blood pressure. And I tell the listeners and the patients that you have to be aggressive to reach the optimum blood pressure, because these are 24/7 pumping of blood and nutrients and oxygens in the arteries that are going to live with you for life. You have to protect them, keep them healthy and elastic. And many times, Earl, when we go to the doctor and the doctor wants to write a prescription to control blood pressure, this is lowering the blood pressure, but not changing the physiological structure and function of the arteries. And that's another goal for treatment in functional medicine. Lower the blood pressure, but at the same time, look at the arteries and improve their structure and function. And fortunately, they are treatable. Unfortunately, we're not talking about that. We let the silent killer does the job because we are always shooting for a prescription, not shooting for the lifestyle change, for changing more than 400 insults that happen that increases blood pressure and put us at risk of cardiovascular events.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talk about, and for those of you who are just joining us, it is Thursday, and that means we're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. And you can join us at 855-752-4842. We're talking about right now the silent killer, high blood pressure, but any subject that you want to talk about this morning and always when I'm with Dr. Omar, you can call at number 855-752-4842, and Dr. Omar will certainly take the time out to have a conversation with you. But Dr. Omar, does it get too late? You talked about the arteries and those kinds of things, but if we've been abusing our arteries for 20 years and we start now because we've just heard you and we start changing, attempting to change what we've, you know, kind of messed up for a couple decades, is it too late to make that change?
Well, to be honest with you, 5 years ago, I thought it was too late until I got into functional medicine and I met doctors and practitioners and pharmacists, and I started to use the modifications with my father and mother and with my patients. And what I found that it's never too late. The studies are showing that patients within 12 months can get control on their blood pressure, improve their cardiovascular health, improve all of the lab work and lab levels. Some of the practices can reach a success rate above 95%. And the reason is because we use a combination of medications, lifestyle changes, food and supplements, and spiritual activities as well. So it's never too late. Today is the day that you start, because you're still healthy, you still have your brains, you still listen, you still walk. There is hope, and there is ways that, and we're going to talk about this today also. There are ways, easy, simple ways that we can start with. If we are focused, if we know what we want, we're going to reach where we want to be.
You know, Dr. Omar, for those of us in the listening audience, including myself, I'm hearing you, and at the root of our conversation, and all of our conversations, are a better quality of life. That's what that's what we're talking about. That's what you are bringing to this audience every Thursday. And so we want people to not be frightened. We want people to know that you should take control over your life, wherever it is right now, and that you have the capabilities of taking control over it. You are officially in the pharmacy with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon in Thingsville, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842 is the number.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness. Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
all right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
You can go to www.welltopiarx.com, schedule a consultation, or 262-429-9429, call or text on that number.
And Calvin, if people can't catch that quick enough, how can they follow up?
Yeah, you can always download the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. You can also go to civicmedia.us/shows, and you'll find the entire library of all the past Earl Ingram shows and other Civic Media shows.
And so if, you know, you have anything else you want to talk about with Dr. Omar this morning, feel free to do that. We're talking about the silent killer, high blood pressure. Dr. Omar, how much of blood pressure is related to genetics as opposed to lifestyle? And that's Michelle from West Bend.
That's a very good question. This is the only thing that you cannot change, which is your genes. But you can switch on and off the genes according to what you do with the other things that you change. So you can have a gene that's silent, that does not affect you anymore because you're doing everything you can to suppress this gene and make it not work. So I'm glad that question is asked by Sheila, because it gives us an introduction to what I wanted to say, which is how to lower the blood pressure in an easy, simple way. And there are simple things that we can do. Number one, follow the DASH diet, the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, which means we eat food rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins with less than 2 grams of sodium per day. And then I get the question of, how can I get less than 2 grams of sodium? Where am I going to get my salt? And that's where we can use the potassium, because we need to increase the potassium intake to 5 grams per day. People are going to look at 5 grams of potassium and say, that's a lot. But actually, if you get just one cooked avocado, or just one avocado, it has, like, medium avocado has 975 milligram of potassium. If you eat bananas, banana has 422 milligram of potassium. Tomatoes, cooked tomatoes has 728 milligram of potassium. So you use potassium, potassium salt, eat the foods rich in potassium, and you are lowering your blood pressure. That's just one point that you can focus on. Another point is to manage stress in your life. Managing stress is very important. Get rid of the stressful people in your life, or talk to them. Talk to a therapist. Go to play yoga so you are able to do the third thing that I will tell you, which is to sleep longer, healthier. If you're not able to sleep, talk to your pharmacist and to your doctor. How can I sleep longer, healthier? Because if you don't sleep, this is another silent killer. Increase your physical activity. And I'm going to be aggressive today about physical activity, Earl. We need 1 hour of activity a day. Guided exercise if you're starting, but 4 or 5 days a week, you are exercising for a whole hour. Let's say 30 minutes, all right? It's not just walking we are looking for. We are looking for stress training, stretching your muscles, moving, running, carrying weights. This need to be guided. You just can't do it on your own. But this is another thing that we talk about every day, but we're talking about it today for the sake of controlling your blood pressure. Another thing is to take coenzyme Q10. We talk about it all the time, but today we talk about it to lower blood pressure. And I have a patient in my pharmacy that the only thing that lowered her blood pressure after taking 3 different medications was to add CoQ10, because she was lacking CoQ10. There are tests that would look at the nutrition deficiencies for you, but if you get a very good multivitamins that's going to contain enough of the A, the C, the D, the zinc, different micronutrients, you need to fill those in order to fill the gaps in your health to get optimum blood pressure. And that gets me to answer a question that was asked by one of my patients yesterday. She asked me, why would I get supplements from you, not from anyone else? And I told her honestly, because I look at every supplement that comes to my store and I tell my patient what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. I don't work for any supplement company, but I work for you. So if you have a good supplement, I will tell you to continue to take it, because I treat this supplement same way I treat medication. This is something that you invested money on to improve your health. We need to make sure that it has a priority in what you take, because unfortunately, Earl, we have our medicine cabinet full of stuff that came from Amazon, came from Walmart, came from here, right, there, from Utopia. And then we forget what we're taking. Why do we take it for? So that's one more thing. Another thing is omega-3 fish oil, extra virgin olive oil, omega-3s. That's very important.
Hang on, yeah. Hang on, Dr. Omar. 855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Questions or comments? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 102nd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held Saturday. Students and residents alike are able to show off their entries. Melissa Sprecher is the Agriculture Education Instructor and FFA Advisor at the Ithaca School District.
There's a few places where only the juniors, we call it the Junior Show, which is kids that go to school there. So 4K through high school, and that's the livestock is basically, we just have those entries. But for all the things in the gym, so everything from cooking, canning, scrapbooking, sewing, Legos, woodworking, vegetables, you know, farm crops, all of that is open to our area too. So the people who have graduated or people from the area can enter. And we encourage that. We love to have that gym just full of things.
Non-animal exhibits may be dropped off in the gym Friday from 2 to 7. Those planning to show livestock should be in place down by the old basketball court at 7:30 Saturday morning. The homecoming parade will step off Saturday morning at 10:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately, so they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
in my life. I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. But now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide? You think that maybe it's over, only if you want it to be. Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stand up and fight. This is it.
All right. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any question or comment that you have about your health, now is the time. Again, 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, you know, it's a battle.
It's a battle.
It's us against them. There is a system in this country where the foods that are being manufactured are full of sodium. And so these aren't things, as they produce these things, they aren't saying, hey, well, let's see if we put this sodium in. The American people, many of them, their lives are going to be endangered. And so we're not going to produce this because we're concerned about the lives of the citizens of the nation. They're concerned about their profit margin.
Yeah.
And so that's business, right? That's the business of our nation.
Marketing. It's marketing. It's business. It's people who are rich, who want to make more money, and people who are consumers and we're being fooled by the taste, by the looks, by the promise of a happy meal on the sake of our health. Well, we can do that when we're 15, 16, 18, and 20, because after you eat that happy meal for 8 hours, your body is wholly inflamed, trying to get rid of the damaging effects on your system, on your blood vessels, on your arteries. And you're finally able to do that after 8 hours. But when you are 50, 55, 60, 65, you're not able to do that. We need to help ourselves improve what we eat. And if we treat ourselves with some food that are delicious, we need to be taking optimum supplements to help us with this detoxification repair system. And there are simple things that we can start first before that. If you're drinking alcohol, drink less alcohol. If you're smoking, quit that killer. Quit smoking. If you are drinking a lot of coffee every day, well, coffee is not for everybody. Some people are poor metabolizers of caffeine. And by that, I want to be very specific that some people have genetic formation make them not handle the caffeine very well. So if they take one cup of coffee, it's as if they took 4 cups of coffee. And it's a genetic test that can be done. You can ask the doctor to order it. But if you find yourself you're not able to handle caffeine, you need to not drink coffee. And by that, Eric, this is more of precision medicine. It's more of one-on-one. It's more of we create a program for a patient, not trying to sell a supplement or give them a medication, but we try to create a program. And that's why I am encouraging the listeners. If you find the clinician, the doctor, the pharmacist, the whoever clinician that wants to work with you to help you in these important, crucial matters of your health, it's time for you to work with them. It's not just about taking a Wegovy or Ozempic to lose weight and look nice and look beautiful. Maybe this is actually one of the tools that we're using to improve blood pressure, because weight management is very crucial and important. Earl, we have a lot of misinformation in our lives. And we have another problem, which is too much information that make us, and just get me out of right. this. Tell me what I need to do. But if you ask this question to the wrong person, you're going to get yourself in a direction that make you spend a lot of money and maybe not get the outcomes that you need. And that's why people need to vet out who I need to take my advice from and always look for people worried about their license and about their liability, because when they tell you a recommendation, it's going to be having scientific basis, because we believe that patient is the king of healthcare. We are all working to serve the consumer, and we're all working to try to provide the best advice possible. And this advice shouldn't be affected by marketing or affiliations. And it's a battle, as you mentioned, day to day, Earl. But I think we are optimistic. And the more that I learn about tools that I can help my patients and clients with, we are here having this discussion, because we don't want to just it to be for Earl or for myself or one-on-one conversation. We want people to be the force driving us to always find tools to improve our health, because we want to stick around for our beloved ones for the longest that we can. I have clients who are 80 years old, and she was just telling me, I am traveling to 3 states in the coming couple of months to visit my grandchildren, because I'm taking care of this grandchild. I'm going to sit with this teenager because his father is traveling. So we want to be healthy. We have things. We are important. I depend on my mother until today to take care of my children if I want to travel or something, and my wife wants to go somewhere. So we want to stick around, right?
Yes. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. Thank you very much for listening. You say what?
And thank you for taking my call. I was diagnosed by a neurologist to have essential tremor. I recognized it in my 30s because I had difficulty holding my plate at a buffet, and my doctor blew me off, and she said, don't worry about it. And my 44-year-old daughter also has it, and I was wondering if the pharmacist has any recommendations for essential tremor, other than they can do brain surgery or ultrasound, which can cause brain injury. And then there's some heavy-duty drugs that they recommended.
Lynn, hang on. Dr. Omar?
I wonder if Lynn has started any medications already to help with that. With the essential tremors that you have.
Pills.
She said no, she's not taking anything.
All right. So there are certain medications that can be helping for essential tremors. Some of them are like blood pressure medications, like beta blockers. Some of them are anticonvulsants. And some of the medications also that are anticonvulsants, but they have lower side effect profile, like topiramate. So I think it would be a good idea to check on that first. There are other things that can help improve the those kind of tremors, working on your like on the neurology section, the supplements to support that, because if you don't have optimum amount of magnesium in your body, for instance, that can increase the tremors. If you don't have optimum sleep, that can affect the tremors. But first, we want to see about the medications and to see which ones have the least side effects. Maybe we can talk after the episode and you can tell me the history, what you're currently using for other medications, because essential tremors can be also side effects to taking some medications.
Lynn?
Okay, thank you.
We'll yes, make sure.
Thank you.
Dr. Omar, what is the phone number so you can be reached?
The phone number is 262-429-9429. I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you after the episode.
Yeah, repeat that again.
262-429-9429.
All right. Thank you very much, Lynn. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. The reason why I've gone to Dr. Omar and I've had success is because even though Earl and I don't agree on everything, I trust Earl Ingram with everything I have. He is a good man. And also, I trust Dr. Omar. Dr. Omar, my question to you today is, with all of the stress that's going on with this upcoming election, you know, one minute we're up, one minute we're down. It's very, very stressful of knowing that we might have an authoritarian dictator through Project 2025. What do you recommend to help the nervous system in terms of the stress that's going on and the, you know, outfall that might happen, you know, from an authoritarian dictator?
It's a great question, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. He's talking about the stress, Dr. Omar, that you continue to talk about.
Yeah, I have some very easy tricks to fool my nervous system to relax. My first thing that I do is a breathing exercise.
It's not in the bottle?
It's not in a bottle, no. It actually costs $0. $0. And it's taken as a prescription. And you do it every day, twice a day, morning and evening. And you can do it while you're driving, while you're sitting. Sitting is the best. It's breathing exercise called 4-7-8. You breathe in for 4, you hold your breath for 7, you breathe out in 8. And you do it 4 times, 4 in the morning, 4 in the evening. Lowers blood pressure. It helps you to relax. It makes you take a moment before you reply back to this text message that upsets you in the morning. I do it before any important meeting with a government official, with a lawyer, with something that I'm worried about. And I notice on my health tracker that it lowers my heartbeat. 4-7-8. You can Google it because it's very famous. If you do it for 6 weeks on the row, you're going to find that this is relaxing and calming your nerves better than the anxiolytics. It's going to be lowering your blood pressure. If you do it every day, it's going to be the best benefit. Morning and night, you don't need more than 4 repetitions in the day.
Dr. Omar, you have a brood of children, and so you can use that. You use that at home, and it works, huh?
It actually works on me. I try to have them do it, and they're very resistant to using it. Yeah, no, I have 4 children, so I'm like 24/7 as someone waking up to do something. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Omar, let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I love this program, and I love Dr. Omar.
Yeah, he's really
emphasizing,
great.
Yeah, emphasizing prevention and lifestyle steps that we can take to improve our health so that we don't have to be on medications.
Hey, Dave, tell somebody about us, okay? Go ahead, Dr.
Oh, I tell everybody about you.
All right, all right.
I wanted to alert you and your listeners to an event. It's a free Zoom presentation. It's going to be online tonight at 6 p.m., It's going to be featuring a freighter cardiologist.
Hey, Dave, hang on. I want to make sure we get this information out. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin, What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
By calling or texting at 262-429-9429 or going to www.welltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, how can people get more information about the show and how to reach us?
Yeah, you can check out the entire library of Civic Media shows at civicmedia.us/shows. You can also find the Earl Ingram Show podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And all of the shows with Dr. Omar and In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, they're all there. So if you're hearing something now and you're just hearing this for the first time and you say, hey, this sounds great, there are months and months of shows that I compiled, and you can get all this information that's at your fingertips. Dave, you were saying, sir.
Yes, I wanted to alert your listeners to a really great event that's happening tonight at 6 p.m. online. It's free. It's sponsored by pbnow.org, and the PBNOW stands for Plant-Based Nutrition Organization of Wisconsin. And tonight's featured expert will be a Frederick cardiologist. There'll be a Q&A that you can participate in on Zoom with her. And she specializes in lifestyle medicine to treat cardiovascular disease. Her name, if you want to look her up ahead of time, it's Dr. Amy Welsh. Her first name is spelled A-I-M-E-E, last name W-E-L-S-H. And she is a fellow of the American College of Cardiology and a diplomat of the American Board of Lifestyle Medicine at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Hey, you know, Dave, man, you always bring relevant, topical information. You're a great asset to the program. I wish I had more time, but thank you very much. Cindy disappeared. Dave, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. You have something else you wanted to say.
I just want to say that this pbnow.org is really a great resource. There is actually another local cardiologist that practices lifestyle medicine for treating his patients.
So, Dave, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar.
Dr. Amy Walsh is very well known, and she's wonderful and excellent. So I would try to listen to the Zoom meeting today. And thank you so much for the information about this Zoom meeting. But I encourage people to actually Zoom in and listen to what she's going to say today. Holistic approaches are wonderful to control blood pressure.
Dr. Omar, we got a couple minutes left. You focus on high blood pressure. High blood pressure causes strokes. So how can you determine whether or not your blood pressure, if you don't have the cup and you don't test yourself, there are signs, your body gives you signs before these things happen, before strokes and all those things happen. What are the signs?
Many times there is no signs. But if you get headaches, if you feel palpitation, that's a sign. And that's why it's a silent killer. So the minimum is to have a blood cough. If you're like 35, 40 years old, and you need to be checking your blood pressure at home.
How many times a day?
At night.
Morning and night.
Best to do it twice a day. But even if you do it three times a week, it's better than nothing. Every opportunity to get it checked, it's fine. If you are in the pharmacy, ask them if they do free blood pressure checks. Sometimes your blood pressure is good when you go to visit the doctor and it's disciplined, and then it's high when you go home. Sometimes it's good in the morning, not good at night. Best way to check it is 24 hours ambulatory blood pressure monitoring, and that's an expensive device. But we have to start from somewhere. So I would tell you, have a blood pressure cuff at home. Renew it every 2 years. Check the numbers. And if you see them out of whack, check it on another blood pressure cuff. See the doctor. If the numbers are higher than one, just remember one number, 120 over 80, golden number.
So quickly, there are different high blood pressure kits. Some are cheaper. And sometimes those that aren't true. How do we know which is the best one to get?
The ones that are available in the department stores are fine. Just renew it every 2 years. And if you see the numbers not making sense, either check it on a different blood pressure monitoring machine for a friend or get a new one. But I don't want to scare people. No, the ones that are out there are okay. Differences are going to be maybe 4 or 5 millimeter per Hg. So it's fine. Should be fine what you see in the stores.
Dr. Omar, always great, man. I don't know where the time goes. It's always great to have you on board in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We'll see you again next week, Dr. Omar.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Up next, attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She is one of the top immigration attorneys in the United States. She's right down in Austin, Texas. We're going to find out truth and fiction about immigration as we move towards this election.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a heads up about debt collection scams. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. Alexander Vindman in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" and that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.